Yeah, we in the studio. Yeah, we in the studio. We in the studio. The studio. We in the studio. Yeah, we in the studio. We in the studio. The studio. You know what we doing, supporting indie artists. Yeah. DJ Shad, Mr. Catch Rap. Got the cup of Henny charging. Out the margin with the topic of discussion. Money talk, we hear the fussing, and they keep the special guests coming. Shad got the mute button. Chris got the drop. Woo. In the studio, they get it out the pot. Yeah. They play the videos, let them know how to knock. What up? Number one podcast, two kings, they claim the top spot. Take it to the next stop. Get your merch at the rec shop. Swerving all lanes, got no time for the rest stop. No vest needed, intellectual bullet. Get your head shot. From Spanish braids to dreadlocks. We here for the people. Did it from vinyls with needles. Can't play hard if you kegels. Looking for my ring like I'm Schmeagle. Here for the bread like a seagull. Warrant for the flow, it's illegal. Everything out the vein, let it bleed through. Checking when you coming, cause we see you. We in the studio, yeah. We in the studio. We in the studio. The studio. We in the studio, yeah. We in the studio. We in the studio. The studio. We in the studio, yeah. We in the studio. We in the studio. The studio. We in the studio, yeah. We in the studio. We in the studio.
Everybody needs to tune in to In the Studio with the Rec Boys.
I'm in the studio with
the
Rec Boys. You should be in the studio with
the
Rec Boys.
The Rec Boys.
Rec Boys.
Rec Boys, man.
Rec Boys.
Rec Boys. I'm tapping with my guys, the Rec Boys. You should tap in too.
The studio.
Rec Boys.
What's shaking, my peoples? You already know what it is. DJ Rec Boy, Shad.
Mr. Catch Rec.
We are the Rec Boys, and this is In the Studio with the Rec Boys. Real quick, shout out to the big homie Gabe over at Finally TV. He hooked us up with the What We Talk About t-shirt. So we twinning because we always winning, and we giving it up like that. Shout out to the big homie over there. They had a good show last night. Did you watch it? Did you chime in?
Yeah, I was in and out.
Yeah, so was I. I caught it when Dash was saying, "Yeah, buddy."
Yeah,
he be tuned in and he be active over there too. I'm glad.
Salute the man. He got a podcast too. I believe it's the Token Hour podcast, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? He needs to link us with that so we could get him on the show too. That'd be kind of dope. We interview other podcasters, so that's kind of dope. But so it was good, man. How was your flight home? I enjoyed seeing you. Had a good time together.
It was definitely dope seeing everybody, being able to chill everybody again. Salute to Gabe and Blackout. I actually got to meet them face to face. That was dope. The flight home was crazy though, bro. Shit got delayed like 2-3 times. I ain't get home till like 2-3 in the morning. It was crazy. It was crazy. And New York was cold as shit. Fuck all that. I'm not with it. I'll never go out there in the winter again. But okay, my rant is over. But what's good with you, though?
I'm chilling, you know, working hard. I see Young Rival backstage getting his camera and everything in order. But, yo, listen, I really enjoy seeing you and the fam. Like, the kids got so freaking big, you know, especially little Chris. But I'm feeling the vibe. He's really on this bullshit. So that's definitely dope. I was trying to tell him, yo, listen, don't give up on the baseball thing either. You know, dad likes baseball. I like baseball too. So, you know, and he's good at it. So, you know.
One thing I learned is I'm not going to force him to do anything.
Oh, no. So, absolutely. Yeah.
Because I was forced to do that shit, which is why I didn't play that shit as I got older. I was nice. Don't get me wrong, but I was forced to do that shit. Like, my father coached the team type shit, made me play type shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got into playing basketball.
Let me ask you this. Had you... What up, Rafiki? Rafiki was in the building with us, too.
Got to meet her.
Yeah, nah, that was definitely dope because we met so many... Oh, we met Mandy.
I met Mandy for the first time, right?
Yeah, so nah, we had a good... Oh, and Senior G. Senior G? Senior G was over there busting Gabe ass in pool.
Right, yo, Gabe didn't say none of that yesterday. He didn't say none of that on his show.
Yo, he was over there busting Gabe ass. He was putting foot to ass.
Gabe just tapped in too. Gabe, you already see it?
Yeah. You already see it. We twinning because we winning, and we what we talking about in the studio. But listen, he was He was definitely putting.
Yo, yeah, ass. Yo, I told. Nah, I had to talk about that. And the crazy part is, now he ain't talk about it. But the crazy part is, I try to give Gabe a pep talk too. Like, yo, don't let the boss beat you, B. Don't let the boss beat you.
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? Man. He like, yo, I got it. He come back like, yo, yes, he won. I'm like, what? You let the boss beat you? Like, damn, that's crazy. But yo, so tonight, man, we got Young Viral on, man. This is the second time, I believe, the second time he's on the show.
Nah, it's his third time.
Third time.
Third time. And he didn't even get in on the wrap up, which is kind of crazy because you had Celia and you had Big Face, but we didn't have no Young Viral.
Nah, so we're gonna get into all that tonight because listen, I kind of had backstage passes for the last while that he's been working on this project and the single that y'all got to hear. I heard it. You know what I'm saying? What he's about ready to give y'all, I don't think people are gonna expect. And it's crazy because he's so, where he gets the courage to do this, I don't know. We're going to find out here tonight. A lot of people would not take the leap that this young man has, and I got to salute him for that. You know what I'm saying?
I got to tell you, I cheated this week. I listened
to it. So you kind of know what I'm talking about then.
Yeah, no. Listen. Yeah, we're going to get into it. We definitely going to get into it.
And you know what's crazy? The first time I heard it, I told Big Face, salute Big Face. I'm like, this is dope. If he don't want to do it, let me know, because I know somebody who'll buy it. Real talk. Big Face will tell you. We'll get into it next time he come on the show. Real talk.
Big Face probably there. You know he in the studio.
Yeah, he might be. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, we're not even going to play no games. We got Young Viral from Kissimmee, Florida.
Yo.
What's up, man? My people's
back at it again with the Reg Boys.
What's good?
What's good with you, man? It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. And we've been working.
Nice.
I seen you just got back from Colombia from a show, right?
Yeah, we just got back from Colombia. We performed in the mountains. It was crazy. Yeah, but the love out there is crazy. The show was amazing. Everybody was jumping, singing in the sky. Man.
Nice.
So, yo, I gotta start off like this. Where Young Viral been?
He's been working, honestly. He's been working a lot. I know y'all seen the new single that came out, when was it? The 26th? Yeah, it came out the 26th, In the Sky. How y'all feel about that?
I think it's different. It's different. So,
Yeah, it's really different from what I originally do, because I'm usually more of like a pop, hip-hop kind of person.
Yes.
And I just felt like I wanted to sing on something, so that's when In the Sky came into place, and I just basically cried my soul onto that song.
Chris, how'd you feel about it? That's what I want to ask.
I told you, and I don't know if Big Face in the studio, he'll probably tell y'all, but the first time I heard it, I said, this shit is dope. If he don't want to sing it, let me know, because I know somebody who will buy it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
real talk, I called my man from Rock Nation ASAP. Like, yo, I got something for you. I hit Big Face up like, yo, let me know. And he was telling me, you know, if Young Viral was trying to figure out what Young Viral wanted to do. And I'm glad to hear that Young Viral had the courage to follow what he wanted to do. Because to me, that's what makes an artist, right?
Yeah.
It's easy to do what everybody's doing.
Yeah, and back to the question, what I've been doing during that time, I've been trying to really find the right pathway to take, you know what I mean? I've been trying to find myself more. Let's see, into genres. I've been trying to look more into genres, a lot of different genres. For example, the type that I'm doing, like more EDM type of house. That's more of the wave that I'm trying to go for now.
Yo, so is it the feel? Is it the vibe? Like, is that I'm trying to understand, because you were like borderline hardcore at one time. Like, nah. Like, you was coming spitting guns
at you.
And to see this, I see the maturity, first of all, in you. Like, I've watched you grow over the last 3-4 years. But it's weird, because I don't want to say weird, but it's interesting how you're moving and how you got to this lane, especially from the Big Face music. Like, Big Face music ain't that. Like, he has the intro to our song. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, it's fire. I fuck with the intro. It's just hard.
So now, and then even when you go small tatas, even when you go the wrap up, mm-hmm. Celia, all her music, it doesn't coincide with this. So when I saw this, like I slipped up and listened.
This is the crazy part, and this is why I think shows like this is important, because for their fans, they don't know. I heard this joint, not this specific joint, but joint similar to this by Viral 2 years ago. Am I lying, Viral?
Nah, you're not lying. He did hear it a long time ago.
Yeah, and it's not just him. That's what I like. You know what I'm saying? I think I look at it like this. It's a four-lane highway. And us as fans of these artists, we stick them to one lane. There's so much space for these artists to grow, especially artists like Viral who have the talent to do other things. Let's keep it a buck. A lot of artists can't jump to another lane. And that's good because they know their lane. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then you have artists who could ride multiple lanes, and it seems like Viral's trying to be that artist. So now you make the, you know, because the people don't know what we're talking about. They haven't heard it yet. You know what I mean? They haven't heard it yet? Nah, they haven't heard it yet. They're going to hear it for real.
They haven't seen the video. That's where we come in at. You get what I'm saying? But it's like you really like took a leap of faith and said, is this what you want to do though? Or you just let me try and see what happens over here.
This is what I really want to do from now on. I want to take this path more of like a, it's really, how do I explain it? It's EDM kind of house, but at the same time with pop mixed into it. So that's more of the lane that I want to take now. Yeah.
No, I get it. And when I heard it, I'm going to get into who it reminded me of. And he's getting older.
Okay.
So there's going to be a void for that. I think with Big Face and what you got around you, it's gonna come full out. Like, cause I don't think you're done rapping. I think it's gonna be a mixture of both, and then
it will be a mixture of both. I can tell you.
Once you figure that combination out, it might be like 60-40, 70-30, you know what I'm saying? 45-55. But once you get that, you're gonna start moonwalking on shit. Like it's just gonna happen. Only because you have great production for that around you. And then you have
Shout out to Big Face. Shout out to Sila.
Yeah, Big Face, you didn't send the instrumental. You sent us the whole joint.
Hold on, you forgetting that dude's name. What's the producer's name? The other producer.
Oh,
shout out to Javi. Javi Dane.
Check it out, right? I think with that combination and Big Face's ear and your ability to say, no, this is what I want to do. This is the lane I want to go in. Now it's your job to put it together. I think it's a dope combination. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you on this one. But I had to speak to you first to see if it was something that is genuinely in your heart, or you just like, nah, you know, I'm a dibble dabble in this, I'm a dibble dabble in that. Because for me, throwing shit against the wall and seeing what sticks doesn't work. Like, so you know, I had to see if your heart is in it, it's gonna happen. Like it's gonna work out.
Most definitely, yeah. My heart is in it, bro. Trust me. My heart is in it. That song, I don't know. I don't even know how I managed to hit that note, but it came out crazy. That came from within.
That's dope. So let's talk about it. So you got the single out right now on all digital platforms, right?
We got an album on all platforms in the sky.
So we'll be an album coming.
The album is on the way, most definitely. I would say about 16 tracks.
Wow.
So how far away is the album?
I would say a couple more months.
All right. Are we going to get a lot of visuals with this?
Most definitely. You guys will get a lot of visuals. There's going to be a lot of videos coming out. For example, we recorded the video of In the Sky in Colombia, which is crazy in the mountains. once again. There's actually another video coming out that we recorded in the beach. Y'all gonna see that one too later. Ooh, there's a lot of new stuff coming out. I'm excited to show y'all.
Nah, that's dope. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm gonna be in Florida very soon. Yo, Chris, we booked them flights.
I heard already.
All right.
The boss told my boss.
The bosses speak. It's a good thing that the bosses speak to each other. But I'm excited. Like, I'm really, really excited.
Yeah,
I'm getting excited live because only like I didn't know if it was really.
Go ahead, real quick. Yo, Free Jack, do me a favor. Stay tapped in the whole show, man. I got something I want you to hear here tonight. So, real quick, Yo Vibe, Free Jack is a producer out there in California. We actually introduced him to Big Face as well. Guys, very well connected. You know what I'm saying? So, Free Jack, stay tapped in if you could. We got the young man, Yo Vibe, in the building.
Yo, dope, shout out, bro. Shout out.
New York.
No, you know Free Jack. Hold on. I got to talk about. Hold on. Before we get to that, yo, Free Jack. Hit us. I need to chop it up. We might have to do a whole nother show because Free Jack is just one of those guests that
that you could never get the whole story in an hour.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
We pay for the hour, so it's like, damn, man, we got to keep it to the hour. But Free Jack, listen, we're going to have to figure something out, homie. Like, I want to do a Free Jack documentary. Because he's when I tell you Free Jack is one of those guys, he's really one of those guys. But I think Gabe has a question. He said, what has performing more taught you about the game? Shout out to Gabe over at Finally TV. What we talk
okay,
about.
Okay, so performing mostly taught me about the game is you got to interact a lot with the crowd. The crowd control is really what makes a perfect performance. You know what I mean? So that's where it really comes to play. Like, that's what it really taught me. Crowd control is what you got to usually focus on more.
How do you zone in and zone out with the crowd control? Like, how do you know when it's getting crazy and you got to bring it back?
I start off right when I come on the stage. I tell everybody to come in, and I jump off the stage and I start dancing with them. And once a slow song comes on, I get back on stage and, you know, I just sing with the mic and everybody's looking at me.
it's crazy because we had an artist and he was very good at crowd control, and he was so good and so snap with it that it caused a lot of beef because people couldn't. He was a rap. No. He was a rapper and he was quick with it. So you can't beef with a dude who's a rapper. You get what I'm saying? Like, he'll put you on the spot, and he has the mic. So when you get Ruly, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he did this thing where he'd be like, yo, cut the beat. And then he'll go a cappella. And I don't know what it was because he was just rapping. Now, he was nice, but there's a lot of nice niggas. But the way he did it, it commanded the attention. And then when he said, Cha, drop that. It was on, like, everything, the whole mood changed. So that's why I asked you that. Like, do you have, like, when it gets a little bit, you know, you're doing a song and, you know, somebody might be heckling you, you might be at a showcase, what's your go-to move?
Honestly, bro, I'll just tell them to just relax, just don't touch me, you know what I mean? Just do that. Just relax. Just don't touch me.
Welcome to the building. Brooklyn in the building. What
yo,
up,
yo, listen,
man?
I'm starting to think that's Death Row Records over there, man. And you want your guy in the video. You want... Nah, what's good, Big Face? How's everything?
Chilling. I just, you know, figured I'd pop in. I was watching from the back room, but I said, yo, let me pop in because I got to tell Sean. Where the fuck is my verse at?
I'm going to let you tell him, Sean. Yo, Big Face, when I was in New York, I heard it, B, so now I'm going to let you hear it. Go ahead, Sha. Let me set the precedence. By the way, we in his new venture that he's going to let the bag out here soon. We in his new venture with my man Five from the BX, who was signed to Lenny X, who was signed to, he was on, dude is nice. I'm like, yo, son, I got something I want you to hear. I let him hear the original joint. He's like, yo, shit is hard. I'm like, okay, I need a 16 for this. I go to play the beat. Shy, what happened?
It's that we need the instrumental. I mean, we could jack it. Don't.
No, yo, no, it wasn't the instrumental. You sent us the song.
You sent us the whole.
You sent us the song, not the instrumental.
I need the instrumental. Well, we can lock it down. We send you the vocals. You can do whatever you want with it.
I sent you the instrumental.
Nah, it's good. Go back and listen to it, Big Face. I thought the same thing. I let the guy hear the original. Dude was feeling, yo, this is hard. I told him my concept. I'm like, yo, listen, I wrote these bars already. This is what I'm trying to do. He said, yo, that's a dope concept. I'm like, all right, let me let you hear the beat so you can help me tighten it up. We go. It's the full song you send us, not instrumental.
Hold on.
Let me get the phone real quick. Yeah,
chop it up with
Vibe.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Vibe, 16 joints. You got 16 joints coming. What's the name? Do you got a name for the project?
Right now, that's what I'm trying to come up with. Actually, right now, I don't have a name for it, but we'll come up with it soon.
Any features? Yeah, any features on the project?
Working on that. We work.
Excuse me? Any features? Who's featuring on the project? Or is there any features?
Right now, we're looking for Sila La Sicaria. Sila La Sicaria is going to be featured on my album, most definitely.
Well, as far as, like, anybody outside, I mean, we haven't really been reaching out, and I don't think we know too many people that's capable of doing much with the genres that he's going into. So, I mean, unless we get, you know, we mainly focus on, like, hip-hop and things like that, so... I mean, unless, like you said earlier, Shad, not too many people want to step out of their genre. It's real hard. Like, we send a couple, you know, slots out to people, and it comes back like, yo, this song is crazy, but it's not my look. Like, it's going to be tough for me to try to do something with that. And that's the hard part about collaborating on this album. So I know we focusing on 16 songs, like Viral said earlier, but it's going to be real hard because he got the songs, but some of those feel they need somebody, a different voice or a different, you know, a different look for that type of song or whatever. It could be a like, we got a song, you know, where he talks about, and I don't want to give out too much, where he talks about, you know, a different type of, he just goes into a different type of way of saying something, and he needs a rapper to do it. Right? Some rappers are scared to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's a lack of talent or anything. You know what I'm saying? Nah, yeah, like, listen. We need the plug because most people we know, they want to do hardcore.
Send them through.
They want to do drill. Yo, like, okay.
So, Big Face, I don't know if you know, but they call me Mr. Catch Rep, a.k.a. Mr. A&R Rec. You already know, A&R Rec over here. So,
why you hit the mute button right there when you started that, Shy?
Listen,
they don't
call me A&R Rec. I'm telling you.
No. Listen. I gotta let him get his shit off anyway. I can't, like, I'm trying to be easy this year. I'm trying to be good this year. You know, and I just seen him. I was like, yo, I was super happy because I haven't seen him since I got married, since my wedding. So seeing him and, you know, I didn't go to work for 2 days. I didn't do nothing for 2 days. And I probably seen him for about 4 hours. And it was crazy because I really blocked off all this time for him. And I was just happy just to spend a little bit of time that I have with him. But, yo, listen, I'm going to see him real soon. Check this out. Big Face.
I'm going to listen to it right now.
Go ahead. Dude,
I sent you the song.
See? Yeah. Hold on. Look at his face when he ate. look at his face when he ate. Yeah, look at his face when he ate. That's why I tried to get Google that shit. Don't play with
the got you.
Yeah, all right, cool.
So we done here. I'm sending it over.
Yo, listen.
Oh, shit.
We, the Red That's Boys funny. Are ready for that. We definitely ready for that. But I don't think it's going to be that hard, man. You got something special. You got something unique over there. Now you just got to put your spin on it. Like, you got to really put that old school shit on it. So that, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you really got to dig in and get somebody creative enough to fill that lane, because with him, with Young Viral doing what he does, you good. Now all you got to do is get somebody to play his Robin. You don't want somebody to be Superman and Batman.
And that's hard to do, you know what I'm saying? Especially, like, we're talking about his age group right now. This, what they all want to do, trap and drill and all that stuff, and that's cool. I mean, you know, you do where your heart is best at, you know, just like we expected from him. And it's just hard to find somebody that's willing to collab, willing to go those angles, willing to come out the box that they're comfortable in. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you might have to take a different angle. You might have to just send them the beat. Send them the beat and be like, yo, this is what it's about. Let me hear what you got. And then don't let them hear what Viral say and then mix it in like that, because like I said, it's going to be hard. You know what I'm saying? And some people might not see the end of the game. They see the first quarter and you get what I'm saying? And they're not seeing the potential.
Yeah, that affects it though. You know what I'm saying? You see, we're working on 16, but we know that the attention span of today's listener isn't much. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh yeah.
I spoke about this on my last interview, and it's like, it's hard. Like, even if you put out an album, let's say he does put out the 16, and it's only him. I mean, how long do you think you're going to listen to it straight through?
No, that's tough. But, I mean,
not everybody does that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at, I was listening to Russ, right? Russ was saying, you know, Russ, he was talking about, I spoke to you about this. When he go into SoundCloud, I know nobody listen to SoundCloud no more, right?
Yeah, people don't use SoundCloud as much anymore.
Well, even when they did, and you put a whole album in there, the numbers for the first 5 songs would be up. The rest of it, finito. Like, nobody listens to the rest. So,
well, I mean, Chris had a good idea. Like 2 years ago, he said, just drop the singles. And then at the end of the night,
that's album. I think that's what we're veering to be honest with you. We might cut it from 16 to like 6 or 7 so that we could fill up the year, then put it. I don't want to tell y'all the whole goddamn
thing. No, I'm over here looking at him, bro.
We got options, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole thing. Like, Byron and I, like, Byron creates his own music, nobody says anything. But the planning, we usually sit down and we come together with it, you know what I'm saying? Me and his manager. C-Li is a different path. We do the same thing with her. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, me with my own shit, I do my own path. But, you know, I always collab with them about it, too. Like, what do you think? Because I feel like Viral represents a million of his people. C-Li does, you know what I'm saying? So I want to hear what they got to say so I can say, all right, let's do this. So that's usually how we work, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that I think where Young Viral is going, that path is super dope because it kind of, he's carving his own lanes, especially within the Big Face music family. You get what I'm saying? Because nobody over there is doing that. It was different when all three of y'all was spitting. You get what I'm saying? Now, when you got all three of y'all spitting, it's like, damn. You get what I'm saying? So now it curves, it helps you carve out your lane a little bit better.
Yeah. And then you see how you said earlier, you were surprised when you heard it? Imagine me when I walk in the studio and then he's sitting and I come in and I hear that. And then I hear another one. And then I hear another one. I'm like, is this kid? Like, in my mind, I'm like, this kid, he's a genius.
No, well, I mean, like I said, I thought it was dope. I just had to see if it was authentic. Like, I'm not with, you know, and this we in the studio. So if you come in the studio and we in there, we rolling up and Chris and Young Brown's like, yo, I'm going to play this for you. Tell me what you think. First thing I'm going to be like, yo, this is what you're doing now? And then he's going to look at me. He's going to be upset because the face I'm going to give him is going to, like, and then once he plays another one and then another one and be like, okay, so this is what we doing.
Wait till we hit our next one, though.
No, you know what's crazy is,
when you hit that next one, blew your mind.
Should I tell him?
I hope y'all grasp what I'm already to tell y'all. There's different fans, right? So he don't need to cater to one core audience. And what I'm telling you that because that was the same way our artist was that Shy was just referring to. This guy bawled you out, but in the same token, he had EDM music, he had country music, he had, and he just didn't want to let the world hear that, so that was the shit that we were selling to other people. You know what I'm saying? But we did end up doing one EDM show, and that changed his whole perspective on the whole shit. He got a joint called B-Switch. We went to do this show. Yeah, we went to do the show. He mixed EDM with hip hop. So he kind of did his EDM shit, but he started balling him out a little bit. Yo,
I gotta see that.
This place went fucking crazy. I'm standing in the back, like, and I'm talking about a guy with tattoos up to his neck, all down his arm. Like, the perception was crazy. That night, that's when I was like, yo, we don't gotta cater to this hip hop. He could be whatever the fuck he wants to be. If we doing the EDM show that night, he's EDM. We doing the R&B show, he wanna sing, and we did the auto tune, he could do that. Go ahead, Big Face.
Yeah. Well, you know, to your point, right? What we were just talking about before the show with the fans. Well, right? We were just talking about, like, not catering to the fans.
Yeah, like, to make music for me. You know, sometimes I just have to make music for me. You know what I mean?
Not sometimes, like, all the time.
Like, it's cool.
That's all the fans.
That's fans. Like, you want the fans to like it. Mm-hmm. But if you do what the fans ask, they put you in a container. They put you in a jar. That's how a lot of people get writers.
I think artists fuck up because they think they have to do the music for the fans. The fans only fell in love with you.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
The fans only fell in love with you because of you.
Yeah.
Don't never get caught up in, yo, and this be the problem. That's why the music is so repetitive today. Everybody hears this shit on the radio, exactly. Then they go to the studio and they try to make that. That's not, I don't want to hear another fucking, any other artist. My mind just went blank because that's how mad I get when I be hearing this shit. I don't want to hear nobody else. I go to that artist for that artist. You know, yeah, I go to Big Face because I know what Big Face does. I go to Young Viral because I know what Young Viral does. I go to see, you know what I'm saying? Don't never, please, man, none of y'all, you know what I mean? Don't never make your music because you think that's what the people want to hear. When you make that shit that you feel, people will automatically feel it.
The more natural it comes out, the better it is.
Yeah, as long as you're saying true to you, then you're going to keep your core, and your core is going to keep growing because you're going to evolve with the time anyway, and you're going to evolve with the music. The thing is it's a narrow path. It's hard. It's hard work. You just can't just dive off and say, yo, listen, I'm going to make some shit that I just love listening to with just me.
Yeah.
No.
By no means, we're not saying, like, fuck the fans.
No,
absolutely.
We're just saying, if you're a real fan, you're going to fall in love with Byron, whether he creates whatever he creates, because he's
that's Byron. What I'm saying. That's what it is. Because you like Viral and you like the ride that Viral is taking you.
I think if they really support him, they understand that, yo, listen, sometimes he gonna make yellow rice and beans and I fuck with that, and sometimes he gonna make hammocks and I don't fuck with that, but my man does. I think people understand that. You know what I'm saying? And I think the artists are the ones who do that shit to themselves. So they're, yo, listen, I just gotta feed the people. All right, if I go put it out a video, the shit get 50 million views, I need to repeat that. I don't think that's the case. You know what I'm saying? I think you got 50,000 views because they fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? And if they fuck with you, maybe you'll put out something that they don't fuck with, but somebody else does. And then you just gain somebody else. You know what I'm saying? But Viral, listen, you haven't been on the show in a minute.
Yeah, I fuck with you.
This is my third time, right? This is my third time.
Yeah, but it's been a minute. We've been a minute. Stuff has changed around here.
This might be the first time.
Yeah, we got a new segment that Shy came up with not too long ago called On the Rec. This is where we got the trivia game. You know what I mean? This is probably why Big Face jumped in. It's probably why he jumped in.
I'm gonna let Shy break down.
I'll be watching Chris. He be cheating.
I gotta like everybody's comment, kids, so I don't leave nobody on scene.
Shy, you know what I'm saying? You see?
I gotta tell you honestly, and this is a hint to everybody. I do the questions late at night. So I might be a little buzzed. So if I say, no, you might have to Google me.
If you want to be full screen on this shit when you ace, you Google him. I suggest you don't Google him.
No, I got to make it fun for everybody. Sometimes I might have the right answer, and I tell you, nah, that's the wrong answer. And
yeah.
No, no, no. No, no, I swear. I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but I was thinking about this shit last night when I was doing it in bed, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I should tell the people.
You might be able to answer and put it on the next screen to hook you up.
Nah, he'll no, never. Yo, listen, he'll never.
I don't remember the answers. Yeah. I smoke too much.
No, I'm talking about for the people who don't believe that you write.
Oh, right, right,
yeah,
right.
Well,
right,
they got to Google it. They got to take right. that. They got to roll
it. So, Shad, do me a favor. Break it down again, Faru. What's the show? Let them know all what you're doing here.
Listen, it's On The Rec Trivia. We're going to do multiple choice. We mm-hmm. got five questions. A, B, C, D. I want Brooklyn to help him out. I need Big Face in there to help him out because Big Face, you damn sure fucked that package up. So,
real quick, Virus. So it's me against you, against the people tuned in.
Okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
real talk. Before we jump into that, shout out to What We Talking About podcast over at Finally TV. Gabe, you already know what it is.
Man, what's this? In the studio with the Rec Boys on Finally TV. Go ahead and grab their merch everywhere. Check out their page in the studio with the Rec Boys. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Check them out. Like, follow, subscribe. Y'all enjoy the rest of the show.
Shout out to the homie Gabe. All right, first question is, let's get into it. What was Lil Durk's first album?
Oh, damn.
A, Remember My Name. B, Lil Durk times 2. C, Signed to the Streets. D, No Time. Remember, this is 50 really Years of Hip Hop. Lil Durk, he's part of that wave. So I thought it was a good question.
This ain't my area, so that is a good question.
Damn.
You gotta guess.
I'm still going to I'll wait for him to say it.
Now, you could play too, Big Face. Well, you could play too.
I would say C.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Nobody's saying nothing yet. Nobody's saying nothing in the comments. You say C?
Not a clue. Yo, listen. Hey, well, hold on. My name. What you going with?
What you got, Big Face?
C.
You go also C. Gabe said not a clue.
Yo, there's too many people in here that not have somebody put type A and hit sin. Like a B hit sin. C hit sin. Like what the
fuck?
Yeah,
everybody,
like,
come on. Everybody got to start guessing. Too. Like, not just us.
Yeah, listen, like not just what us. The fuck? I don't know if it's delayed or what, but like it's multiple choice. Chris is going A. Big Face Music is going C. I'm going to give him about another 15 seconds. Cheating. He
nah,
might
listen,
be cheating.
This the comments, kid. I got to like people's comments, man.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got to be interactive with the people too, Viral. I can't just give you all my attention. I got to give it to the people too.
All right. Listen. They tune in. It's
They're
jumping,
not saying nothing, man.
But the answer,
I still go with C.
You still going with C? That's what you're going with? Find the answer? The answer is A, Remember My Name.
Damn.
One zip. This is the first time he's ever been up. Ever. In the history of the whole game, this is the first time that he's been up. So, yo, listen. Yeah, you make it. Yo, Big Face is looking real bad for you. You didn't send the beat. Y'all niggas is down. Yo, listen.
He's not going to let you out this.
Nah, you down on one? All right, next question. Let's get it.
All right. What's the next question?
What was Lil Uzi Vert's first album? Love is Rage.
It's definitely not.
The Real Uzi. Love is Rage 2. Eternal A Take.
It's not C. That's the newest one. It's not D because the D is the newest one. It's not C. The Real Uzi. Not the Real Uzi. I think. I'm gonna go with A.
He's going with A.
Yeah, I'm going with A.
My wife said B. Oh, you chimed in? Shout out to my lovely wife. She's tuned in, watching us, getting that trivia on. What's crazy is that she's sitting right next to me when I be doing the question. So, you know, yeah. I'm just telling you facts.
I should probably go. Nah, listen.
Yep. Listen,
the real Uzi, but I don't remember reading the real Uzi on his first album.
Yeah, he just tried to vibe. Let me tell you what just happened. Let me just tell you what happened right there. He just tried to trick us. Don't fall for his bullshit.
Yeah.
It's A. He tried to trick us. Don't fall
for his bullshit. No. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. So it's A.
Oh, listen, she said I lied. Babe, I did this shit last night. You was with what the, you know what?
Yeah, he tried to trick us, Viral. I'm telling you, B.
Okay, well, she said B. What do y'all, what's the final answer? What's the final answer?
A, and Big Face went what? C, I think.
All right, so we went C, A. Or what you go, Big Face? You went B. C, B? So it's B. A, B. All right. The correct answer is C. Love is Rage.
What?
Love is Rage is a mixtape. You can Google me, and if I'm wrong, then you can Google me.
Yo, listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. I almost want to Google him because I think he's wrong.
Google me then.
Nah.
I was high. Nah. I mean, it could be a mistake.
So hold on. If I Google you. So what happens? All right, let's establish.
I'm gonna go full screen and be like, okay, yo, he got me.
You want me to Google it, y'all? Or y'all gonna do it? I don't mind going full screen.
Google it, Chris. Google it. Let's see.
Well, he Googles it. We gonna get on to the next
Little Uzi, first album. Hold on, Shad. Don't go. You ain't gotta hurry up. This is fast. Hold on. First album.
Shit ain't that fast. The iPhone is slow over there. I'm working all day over there.
Yeah, he's right. Lulu is his verb.
Hold on.
Love is Rage.
Look at his face, nigga.
Y'all gotta keep going down. I'm gonna get right there to the fan. Lulu Uzi verse.
A is correct.
I knew it.
Look at the bottom.
No,
it's not. Lulu Uzi verse. Read that, fellas.
Read that. Album is Love is Rage 2. He's right.
Oh no!
I'm giving it to y'all right here. Look.
No, look, give us you. Damn. Fuck that. We don't want to see that. We want to see you, little nigga.
Job is right.
Stop
Job
that.
Is right.
Don't Job do that right. to me. Don't you do that right? to me. All right.
Yo, listen. I knew it was Love is Rage. I just didn't think about the part two. But you got me.
What do you want me to do?
So what is it? What's the score right now, Sha?
Right now, it's still 1-0, but I should take that away.
No,
since you
it's
Googled.
It's 1-1 zip.
No, I should take that away because
now you
Googled.
Make it. See, this is what he can
no,
get. No, it ain't no
one.
He's making his own rules and
shit. I'm saying, dude, you Google me. You got full screen.
Take it that away.
Should,
take
that,
it away.
That should be mine.
That's the new rule. That's the new rule.
So Big Face,
you know, making rules.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yo, listen.
All right, so
you already know. All right, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Next question is. What was Lil Bow Wow's first album? No, it's not. Bow Wow. Yo, Bow Wow changed the game. We going Face Off, Wanted, Unleashed, Beware of Dog. Here we go, Bow Wow. You over there Googling? Don't Google,
nah,
Chris.
I'm looking for the comments. Yo, listen, I ain't gonna lie. You want to know how every show I tell them, you know how I cheat? I wait for the people to tell me the answers. Because I don't be knowing these shits. But nobody's saying nothing. Like,
this
shit is quiet.
Damn.
Tina said D.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tina. See what I'm saying? I go with the people who...
Yo, shout out to Tina. Tina was in last week. She had the papers. Right. We had to get it through the papers. And then we got in the studio, and we had a great time. If anybody missed that episode, go run that back.
Listen, if y'all looking for marketing,
with Tina too.
Yeah, if y'all looking for marketing and promotion, then definitely tap in with Tina Arroyo. Make sure y'all tell her the rep boy sent y'all. You know what I'm saying? Definitely the plug. But listen, what y'all got, man? What y'all got?
What's the answer?
All right.
I'm going with Tina.
Lord. D.
So everybody's going with D.
Yeah.
All right, the correct answer is D. Beware of Dog. So now we got 1-1-2.
No. We got
2-1-1-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
You took my point because you took my point away.
That's what I just said. Well, listen, you Googled. Listen, yo, your people's with Google. It's not with me. It's with Google, my nigga. I don't know them niggas.
You don't know them.
Run down on them niggas.
All right.
Next question is, what was Bone Thugs' first album?
Ooh.
New Waves, E99 Eternally, The Art of War, Faces of Death. Now, this one, this might be a Google one. This one, you might want to have to Google me on, because I damn sure don't remember this one.
Come on, Tina. Which one is it? I'm waiting for you to comment. I don't know.
I think it's C.
Art of War. Chris, come on, my nigga. Don't do that. You better figure it out. Tina said D.
Faces. I'm going to go with D. I'm going to go with D.
I'm going with D.
All right, hold up. This is what we're going to do. Right now, if y'all going to keep going with Tina, then check this out.
You taking points away again? That's what we doing? No.
I said y'all niggas need to cut Tina a check.
I said D before I saw the chat.
Okay, but
no,
listen.
No, I said D before I saw the chat. I said
okay, but listen. You got C?
Yeah, I said C.
What? Hold on, real quick. I got a question. What part of Brooklyn you from?
Brownsville.
See, I knew it. Did you watch the episode? No. Because them Brooklyn niggas is different. They different. They y'all so different. And you old school Brownsville niggas. So you was running with the Lolos.
I know a lot of them.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I fucking knew it. But anyway, listen, this goes because of his answer. All right, let's get this back up there. What was Bone Thugs' first album? The answer is D, Faces of Death. My wife also said D. I didn't know she listened to Bone Thugs because we don't listen to that shit over here. I like Bone. No, I'm just saying. I like Bone. But we don't listen to that shit over here.
So, Viru won tonight, right?
Yeah, I got it right.
We got one more. We got one more if you want.
Oh, I thought that was all
the right. Give it to me. Let's get it.
No, that was the four.
We got to get into the video.
We got time for one more. Come on, my nigga. I got the questions right here.
Yeah.
You want to Google it?
There's no way for us to win right now. Go ahead.
All right, well, this is the extra one. I got the question. You want me to save it, but this is young viral shit, so we going to run it.
Okay.
What was Craig Mack's first album? Yo, listen, he got a Brooklyn head right in the building with him. If he don't get this right, listen, Big Face, y'all catch a loss tonight. We might not even get to record.
Damn, I don't know this one.
Yo, we got Project Funk the World, Operation Get Down B, C, Wooden Horse, D, Faces of Death. You know Craig Mack flavor in your ear. Let's get it. Let's figure it out.
That's as far as it go for me. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, don't do
Craig
that.
Mack wasn't really what was his album? Flavor in your ear remix.
Frank is in the building. Frank said Operation Get Down.
Now, you know what's crazy is? It's
yeah, I was going to go with A. I don't know why A is.
It's either A or B, but something's telling me it's A.
A. It is A.
Teresa Sanders, shout out to Teresa Sanders. Yo, listen, she said B, I think. Yo, her son, I'm going to tell you, yo, listen, this little guy keeps me working. He comes in with every design possible. No, real talk, for his head. And I can't even draw. And he has me doing Mortal Kombat signs, Sonic the Hedgehog, Batman, the Black Lives Matter fist, and somehow, some way, I make it happen for him. So shout out to them, they're devoted, loyal customers, you know. So and they watch the show, so shout out to them. But my wife said A. Yeah. Final answers. Let's get it.
A.
A. Mm-hmm. Chris.
A.
Hey. A? Everybody's going with A? All right. Yeah. The final answer. The correct answer is A, Project Funk the World. So you guys are right, but Young Viral takes the win. You guys let the Young Buck beat you. That's wild.
Let's go.
listen. Chris is used to losing, so it don't even matter.
I'm just saying, I tie
every motherfucking show down there. I think I only lost one show so far, but should I consider a tie and loss? So,
no, yeah. Well, if you don't bring home the win, it's a loss. What are you talking about, dude? Yo, listen.
True.
I bring home the wins, right? Shout out to Celia.
I don't know. Last time we did the beat joint, you lost. Slow down.
Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes.
Yo, Celia.
Last time, yeah, in the building. Listen, the last time I stepped, I had to represent Catch It Right. It was a slaughter. I came home and bought you that nigga's head. I put the head.
You talking about the blends.
The very last time I had to step out and represent Catch It Right, I bought the head back to you and said, this is what you wanted?
Totally different. So, yo, listen, fellas, this is my favorite time of the show. This is Rec or Rec. This is where we going to play your videos. The people who tapped in going to let us know if it's Rec, R-E-C, means they fucking with it. W-R-E-C-K means they not fucking with it. So, first joint we're going to get into is one that you previously dropped a couple years ago. Then we're going to drop the single.
Yeah, this way the people can get a little bit clarity of why.
Of what we was talking about the whole show.
All right, so you already know what it is. Like, share, comment. Yo, listen, we got people in here. So I need people to let us know if it's a wreck or wreck. If you're feeling the vibe, let us know. All right? Easy.
Who the fuck you think you going?
Inside.
Nah, not today.
See how I did.
Nah, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Chase the question.
What you want, little nigga? What you wanna do?
What you want?
To the top where I'm headed, and it's nothing new. Big bang, nigga. What you thought? These was sketchy shoes. Heard the news, young vibe, calling baby blues. What you want, little nigga? What you wanna do? To the top where I'm headed, and it's nothing new. Big bang, nigga. What you thought? These was sketchy shoes. Heard the news, young vibe, calling baby blues. Heard the news, young vibe, calling baby blues. Heard the news, young vibe, calling baby blues. From the top, drop it down, mommy. What you want? Real curvy, half naked with a skinny thong. Shake that shit on my lap to my new song. Throwing dollar bills on the snow, buddy, she gone. Dance, 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 take a chop off for this moolah. Clouds in the back and we smoking on that hookah. This bitch started pressing me like I was fucking Buddha.
Big bang, nigga, shake that ass from the top, baby, drop it low.
Shake that ass from the top, baby, drop it low. Shake that ass from the top, baby, drop it low. Shake that ass from the top, baby, drop it low. Ay, ay, viral.
What you want, little nigga? What you wanna do?
What you want?
To the top where I'm headed, and it's nothing new.
Big bang, nigga, what you thought? These was sketchy shoes. Heard the news, young vibe, calling baby blues.
What you want, little nigga? What you wanna do?
Want?
To the top where I'm headed, and it's nothing new.
Big bang, nigga, what you thought? These was sketchy shoes. Heard the news, young vibe, calling baby blues.
Heard the news, young vibe, calling baby blues.
Heard the news, young vibe, calling baby blues.
Shake that ass from the top, baby, drop it low. Shake that ass from the top, baby, drop it low. Shake that ass from the top, baby, drop it low. Ay, 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 viral.
Big face, music coming, big face hunted. Mommy let it bounce if you acting like you want it. Guns ain't garbage, but you know we keep it dumping. Them niggas full of air, you know I'ma keep it pumping. You ever been in bank camp? Mommy brother's jumping. Not for your acne, but you know I keep it bumping. Yeah, viral is OT, he the player in the coaching. Dressed like a woman, bend down, touch his toes in.
Ay, 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 huh? What you want, little nigga? What you wanna do?
You want?
To the top where I'm headed, and it's nothing new. Big bang, nigga. What you thought? These was sketchy shoes. Heard the news, young vibe, calling baby blues. What you want, little nigga? What you wanna do?
Want?
To the top where I'm headed, and it's nothing new.
Big bang, nigga. What you thought? These was sketchy shoes.
Heard the news, young vibe, calling baby blues.
Heard the news, young vibe, calling baby blues.
Heard the news, young vibe, calling baby blues.
Ay, ay, big face, music world. Young vibe.
What's shaking my people?
All right.
Yo, listen, You got three wrecks. So check this out. Every time somebody gets three wrecks, I have to cordially invite you to the all wreck wrap up. But I'm going to keep it a buck. I got to keep it a buck. Got to keep it a buck.
Hold on. Okay. Okay.
Go.
Okay.
I don't think he know what the all wreck wrap up is.
No. Look at me. I need your undivided attention.
I need
Young Viral from Big Face. Like, I get all, yo, listen, I get what you're doing. I dig it.
Got you.
I dig it. But I think when I come down there, we might have to snatch you up, throw the rag over your head, throw you in the black van, bring you back to Chris's spot real quick.
We're gonna try to go there.
But most definitely, I got you.
I need you to understand, like, this ain't, we not playing, this my shit.
I'm ready.
All right, so, yeah, we're not even gonna, all right, because, listen, I don't want to have to send it back. I'm just, I got to give everybody fair warning. This is just what it is.
Yeah, but you got to tell him what the all rec wrap-up is. I don't think he knows what it is.
Nah, Big Face and Sheila, they wrapped it up. He doesn't know what it is. No, he got no choice but to know what it is.
You know what it is? All right.
Yeah, that's not my response.
Yeah, I saw them do
Big
it.
Big Face
yeah.
is the OG. So I don't know if he spoke to the OG, no? So I don't
think.
All right. All right, cool.
So now we got the last joint of the night. We got the new single, Viral. I need you to introduce it so the people could let us know if they fucking with it, wreck or wreck.
All right, everybody. It's my new single called In the Sky. It came out March 26th. It's the video for it. Make sure y'all fuck with it. Let me know what y'all think.
Wreck or wreck, let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Got to rock and tame it, sucker.
Wreck boys.
Yeah, look, baby, just look in my eyes and let me know what you see. I'm flying so high in the sky, you can't even get to me. Babe, just talk to me for once and let me know what you see in me. I wanna know what you see in me. Flying so high in the sky, you can't even get to me. Babe, just talk to me for once and let me know what you see in me. I wanna know what you see in me. you see. I'm flying so high in the sky. You can't even get to me. Babe, just talk to me for once and let me know what you see in me. I wanna know what you see in me. In the sky.
Listen, I don't know where everybody dipped off to, but I guess they checked out. I don't know what's up. Hopefully they check back in. But listen, I only listened to the first, whatever I sent you for the promo is what I listened to. And I really thought, I'm like, the In the Sky shit was running a lot in the beginning.
Mm.
And I listened to it on my laptop speakers. I got the beats on right now. Different. No, yeah. That shit. Yo, listen, I don't do too many weddings, but Big Face, he fucking pitched that shit right. Because had I just heard it, I'd probably been like, nah, I don't know about this one, Chris. But seeing the visual and then understanding where you would play this at and how big it could be. Like, just for, like wedding photos, like a video, you will play something like this, and it hits.
You know what's crazy is I don't disagree with you at all, but that's my only gripe.
What's that? Is I fuck with the video?
Nah, I fuck with the song. I just think the video should have been more related to what the song is.
I think it just gives that wedding vibe.
Nah, it does. Nah, and I don't disagree with you, but I think he was kind of pouring his heart out in his joint.
No, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I think a more, I don't know, I'm kind of, what you call it, because when I first seen him, I'm like, yo, this is dope. But now watching it for the second time, and like, I heard the song multiple times now, you know what I'm saying? So like, the concept is here, and I kind of know what he was saying now. You know what I mean? Like, when you, I'm different when I listen to music. For me, it's not just a beat. I'm listening to what people are saying. You know what I mean? I'm trying to grasp where they were coming from when they making the joint. And for me, I feel like, yo, if he would have had that one there, he was telling them, you know what I mean, exactly what he was saying in that joint, it might have been a different feel. But I get what you're saying, too, because it kind of made me, I was in here like this. And I, when
me
the fuck
too.
You ever
yo,
see me
dude.
Fist bumping?
No, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
When the shit drops and that bass hits, like, all I'm thinking about is just in the club, and that shit is really, like, everything is fine. Like, your system is fine-tuned. That shit pumps. Like, that's nice. I don't know if the people, what you're listening to, how you're listening to us, but I'm going to be loving Culture Shock Radio, The Tattoo Shop, Cuzzo Radio, and Waptar Music, because it's all FM. So, normally, people are listening to those shows with decent headphones so that you can really feel the effect. When you're tuning in, if you feel the effect, replay this show so you can watch the video, because it's even doper with the video. I'm waiting for them to chime back in. It says they're there, but they chime back out. But so he got three recs on that one too.
Three recs.
Which is super dope. I'm glad that the people tuned in appreciated that. You get what I'm saying? Because it's good music and it's different. Appreciate you guys for always showing Big Face Music world love. Nah, yo, listen, Sila, when you put out good music, we have no choice. Nah, we waiting for you. But
you gotta hurry up too, because the time is limited too. We got a couple more minutes.
Time is money. That's the boss over there. But check this out. Make sure you guys tap into the replay Saturday night, Blaze 'Em Up Radio. You can check that in on your tune in app.
Yo, hold up, Sean. They could catch us tonight. Where they check us out tonight? 10 p.m.
10 p.m., we got the Tattoo Shop Radio. We got Culture Shock Radio. Tattoo Shop Radio is in Ohio. Culture Shock Radio is in Canada. We got Cuzzo Radio out there in Germany. And we got Waptar Music in Guadalupe. Yo, listen, shout out to the village. My bad if I haven't been giving drops. I'm sorry. I'm busy.
check the show. I'm always shouting you guys out. We got nothing but love for the village. Shout out to Samantha. She's on tomorrow night, 7 p.m. We got Bunky, Tea Time with Bunky. She's out. She's on tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Nah, I see you. I see you, Big Face. Big Face. Big Face, you didn't send the beat, homie. Relax. Bump the brakes, homie. Bump the brakes. You gotta bump the brakes. You gotta bump the brakes. You are. I don't want to mute you, so you gonna sit back there until my homie takes a shot. You good? All right. Nah. I bring you in. That's better than getting muted.
Yo, my fault. Technical difficulties, my guys.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good,
man.
Yo, shout out. Yo, listen, LA is in the building. LA.
Yo, I want to know what the people think about it, though. I didn't really get a chance to read the comments.
You got Rex. You got all three Rex.
So either way you qualified with your old shit, you qualify with the new shit, which is super dope. Big Face, like I said, you got a gem there. You really have, like,
appreciate.
And it's weird because this motherfucker Chris was like, yo, I felt like how it was when we were in the studio. And I'm like, yo, what you mean? And he was like, yo, Sela is what we had in homie. And then to see you see Young Viral pivot and then to have LA in the building, it's like, oh shit. It's like, now I get it because we were there. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's take advantage and be in the moment because we weren't in the moment. And that kind of fucked us up. No. Keep doing what you're doing.
We're trying to take it.
Yeah.
No.
What? I'm mad too. Chris is keeping it short. Chris don't heard all his new ones coming up. He don't want to tell y'all too much about it though. I appreciate it. But
that's not my place. That's why I got y'all here so y'all can tell it. And then when y'all I heard it.
Bobby's gonna give y'all quick. This is gonna be an exclusive. Let y'all know what's coming up on his next one.
All right.
Nice.
We're going to switch it to Spanish, y'all. For this new single coming out, we're going to switch it to Spanish. Excuse me?
I was hoping for that. I don't speak the language. I'm about to invest in Babbel. It was either that or find a Spanish barber. And No. I'm going to figure it out. Listen. My wife, my business partner, these are the two closest people that I speak to on a daily basis, and neither one of them, they're fully Puerto Rican. I'm talking about both parents is from the island. Both parents are from the island.
Pump your brakes because I speak Spanish. Pump your brakes before you say it. I'm going to keep it a buck.
All my Spanish that I've learned has been for survival, if you get my drift. That shit don't work in cutting hair. I need to know, yo, listen, Poppy, I need a zero taper, you know, one linear, one line. Like, I need to know that type of shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, that type of shit.
He said one linear. Oh my God.
Yo, listen, you'd be surprised, but. Like I said, my shit be for survival. And I'm good now, so I don't need that Spanish. You get what I'm saying? Like, I know. No, I don't need that. No, like, real talk, I don't need that Spanish no more. I know when, you know, Manero, you know, like, I know.
All I'm going to say is y'all got to be prepared, though, because this bomb is going to drop.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's get it.
We also got a lot of new shows coming, especially this album that's coming on the way, so y'all stay tuned, for real.
So like Sha said, I don't know if you know this, we global now, Viral. So this joint playing Ohio, Canada, Guadalupe, and Germany. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. So global.
Get your rocks off. Let the people know you got new joint coming. When do you have a date for when the new single gonna drop?
The new single right now, no. Okay. But it is coming soon. I would say towards the end of
next month.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I see in the pattern here, guys, but okay, go ahead, drop that one.
Yeah. I mean, you have to start with that right there. You know, Young Viral, you can catch him on all social media, Young Viral.
At YVNG Viral. Make sure y'all stream also my music on all Apple Music, let's say Spotify, even SoundCloud. I know a lot of people still don't use SoundCloud, but make sure even on SoundCloud, y'all stream it. Run them numbers up.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, on my Instagram too. Go click the link in my bio and run the plays up on my new single that just came out, March 26th, In the Sky. Y'all saw the video. I know y'all fucking with it. So make sure y'all click like, comment, and share. Peace here.
Yo, check this out real quick before you get out of here. You gotta let the people know where you at and who you rocking with, homie.
I'm rocking with In the Studio with the Wreck Boys and Big Face Music World. Yes, sir.
Nice. Definitely appreciate you guys pulling up. Big Face, you guys do the right thing all the time. Like it doesn't seem like any misses except for the beat. I don't know what that. I don't. I'm gonna chalk that up. Yo, listen. We was in this spot.
When I get back.
Now you can't give us a timeline, now, Big Face. You can't give us a timeline.
Right now, you in no position to negotiate. You don't fuck up on the package. Twice, you done fucked up on the package twice, so it's like, yo, my nigga, yo, listen, get it to us, Poppy.
Yeah, I got me crying though. This is crazy, but yo, appreciate y'all for this. right. Appreciate y'all for tapping in, Viber. Appreciate you coming on for the third time.
Anytime.
Big Face, I believe it's in two to three weeks. We got Big Face coming on the show. It's going to be crazy because even though he has made guest appearances, we never got to chop it up with him one-on-one to see, you know, where it all started, how all this came about, you know what I mean, everything that's going on with him. And then to see how he even came full circle with Young Viral, Sela, and the whole team, you know what I mean? So that's going to be dope, too. We got to meet his artists already. You know what I mean? We had Sela on here. Viral done took over the show. I ain't know it was three times. Next time, he got to pay rent because it sounded like he in here a lot.
Yo, he's coming back. He got a whole
I'll be back. I'll be back for sure.
At this time, it's not even rent. It's mortgages due, Viral.
Yo, come on.
Different.
Yeah. You want to play with the big boys? Yeah, no.
Absolutely. Now we got to pay the light, the water, the cable, all that.
All of that shit.
Crazy now.
All of that. Yeah, he good. Appreciate he got it.
Yeah, he got it. He fucked with Big Face. He got it.
All right, man. We appreciate you guys.
Appreciate y'all, man. Real talk.
Be good.
Much love, for real. Appreciate y'all.
My God. Yo, listen. Another dope one in the books, homie.
Dope show.
Nah, that was definitely a dope show. I'm glad everybody liked his transition into what he's doing. I think it's so dope, like, for the culture and for music and for him. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's really understanding who he is and what he wants to do. And I think with Big Face, with his history into hip hop, his age, it's gonna work. You get what I'm saying? Like he's really been.
You know what's crazy is that I feel what you're saying, but I kind of think the young boys opening Big Face up to something different too. That's the crazy part because when you merge those two worlds, the unknowns, how his last album was called, which is kind of ironic, right? Last album he had was on, you know what I mean? Unknown world. I forgot. It was something unknown. You know what I mean? But it's crazy because to me, I took that album as is. He didn't know who he was. That's how I took that album. And don't get me wrong. It was a dope album. It was put together well. I messed with a lot of those tracks on that album. But I kind of felt listening to it that he was still figuring himself out. You know what I mean? And then when I heard, as Big Face said, I heard most of this album already. And when I heard this, I'm not going to lie to you, Shot. I already said at the beginning of the show. When I heard this, I knew he was on to something.
Nah. You was ready to go ahead and you was gonna third party. You was gonna boomerang that shit, and we was up.
I hit something for Rock Nation ASAP. ASAP, like, yo, son, I think I got something for you. Then I hit Big Face. Like, yo, what's good? What you trying to do? And then he told me, yo, he's gonna push forward and try to do it. Any normal grimy, dirty motherfucker would have tried to push to say, yo, nah, let's sell it. I was like, all right, bet, let's go. You know what I'm saying? I really think he has one with this one. Now, it's going to really be contingent on how they market it and promote it and where they push it to the right channels. That's going to be contingent on how far this goes and you know, where he places it at. But I really think he has something special with this. With the album in particular, this single was a good pick.
No, like I said, the visual is what sold me on it, and I'm glad that I got both at once, because it get like me as a DJ, I'm always looking at that angle first, always, you know. And then, like I said, I listen to it on my laptop, and I'm like, I wonder if the people are really gonna take him singing after seeing the first joint. And then when I heard it and it dropped, like I said, I only heard the promo. And I was like, okay, I liked it. He's going a different route. But first, I got to see if he's focused on it. And then second, I got to see if it's going to stick. And then when I heard it on the show fully, it was like, oh, shit. I see what you were saying. But shout out to Young Viral. We had a good time.
Real quick, before we get up out of here, I hope everybody, every artist who was tapped in, producer, entrepreneur, whatever have you, man, don't do nothing you ever do for anybody else. You gotta love what you're doing, and it gotta come from here. When it comes from here, that shit is gonna be so much more powerful than different. Anything you trying to follow that anybody else is doing. Understand that.
Whether it truly hits different.
Yeah, whether it has that commercial. First, know what success means to you. Please, please, please. Know what the fuck success means to you. Success means to you might be selling two downloads. Might be a million. Whatever that is, know what your expectations are. You can never get nowhere in life without knowing where the fuck you're going. You know what I mean? It kills me when these artists be like, yo, listen, man. Yo, I got 10,000 streams. Okay, but was that your goal? Was that what you was trying to attack? Or you just threw some shit at the wall and it just so happened to pop to get you to that? You know what I'm saying? When you know when you're going, it makes it so much easier. You know how to go. You know how to attack your destination. You don't never travel down a highway if you know that shit is fucking full of traffic. You're going to find an alternate route. But you know your destination, where the fuck you're going. Know where you're going, what you want out of this thing. The problem why people don't get to where they want to go is because they don't know what the fuck they really want. You're doing music for a reason. Understand why you're doing it and what you want out of it and where you want to go with it. It's good to dream. It's good to talk. But without proper preparation, being real consistent, and most of all, loving what the fuck you do, because when you love what you do, it's not a job. You're going to do it whether you go or not. That's going to make the difference for y'all. Understand what I'm telling y'all. Don't do nothing for nobody else. Do it because you want to do this, whatever type of music you're doing, whatever type of venture you're doing, whatever type of business you're trying to open. Do not do anything to please anybody. Make sure you do it for your motherfucking self. When you do it for yourself, that shit is going to push out to the people.
Yo, I'm glad you said all that, because I'm too drunk and I'm too high right now for all of that. I just love doing... Somebody just pulled up. But... I love doing what I'm doing. I love coming into the studio and chopping it up with my peoples. Shout out to Senior G. Listen, if you don't know, we're on again tonight. Culture Shock Radio up in Canada. The Tattoo Shop Radio up in Ohio. Kazoo Radio up in Germany. And Waptar Music in Guadalupe. So, listen, I'm feeling nice. I got the What We Talking About t-shirts. What We Talking About is in the studio with the Rec Boys. I had a good show. I had a dope show. I had a good time.
It was definitely a dope show. Next week, man, we got the homie DJ Tech on. That's going to be a dope interview as well. He's also, he's known for traveling across seas to do a bunch of shows. He's well-known over there. Not saying he's not well-known in the States. He is, but... He does a lot of traveling, you know what I mean? DJs, he got radio shows, he's an artist as well, does a lot of networking. That's my thing. So it's going to be crazy.
We got a DJ. We haven't had a DJ on the show, so it's kind of dope that we got a DJ on the show. And I'm probably going to nerd out a little bit, but it's whatever. It's in the studio with the Rec Boys. Shout out to everybody that tuned in, rocked out with us. Make sure you guys catch all the affiliate podcasts. We got Tea Time with Bunky tomorrow night, 7 p.m. We got Samantha's show. What?
Let's Get Activated Podcast.
Let's Get Activated Podcast, 7 p.m. So make sure you tune in to both of those. Switch off. There's more in the network.
Tuesday. Don't forget about Tuesday. What we talking about?
what we talking about? You already know, finally.
TV. And then there's like 20 or 30 more. Just know, man, tap into the VGN Facebook network. Can't even lie to you.
Yeah, like 30 more.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I was hanging out with the boss this weekend. He done beat up on one of my another podcaster was a part of the network. It was crazy because, like I said earlier, I try to give Gabe the pep talk. Like, yo, Gabe, don't let the boss beat you. Gabe, you got this. Gabe, make it happen.
We're all feeling nice. Now, yo, we're all feeling nice.
Yo, I ain't even gonna lie. Yo, shout out. I was sitting there, like, gassing the shit up, right? And Gabe, at one point, I thought I had Gabe. He said, Chris, I got it. I went outside, smoked a cigarette, came back in. Yo, I lost.
That package up. That's what I seen it live. And I was laughing because Senior G kind of came in kind of smooth. You know, he was moonwalking. It was like Senior G was like floating. Yo, we had a good time that night. It was so. I'm glad that everybody that came out made it out. I'm glad that four Zip. Oh, he beat the dog shit out of
Gabe. He's showing up. No, not just Gabe. He said he won four different matches that night. He even beat the manager of the bar that night. That was crazy. And
Sun tried to come and complain like, yo, nah, nigga, you lost Kick Rocks. Village in the building. Shout out. Nah, it was a good day for the boss. He made the village proud. So everybody is tuned in from the village. Yo, listen. Everybody, yo, the boss did the right thing. The boss came back with multiple heads. See, I only came back with one head. This nigga came back with multiple heads and was smooth doing it. He was like, nah, Rec Boy, you gotta fuck with this
very,
shit.
Very professional.
He came in with the sharpshooter, was like with the silencer. He was like, watch this as he's screwing on the silencer. Cause I didn't know he went for a zip, but and he was like, yo, I just want to beat these guys so I can play a game with my wifey and shit. I'm like, okay, get to it then. You know, so it was definitely a good night. Yo, I had a good time. Yo, make sure you guys check the replay Saturday night, Blazing Mutt Radio, tune in app. We're going to post a link. But if you can't wait, tune in tonight, Cold Shock Radio, Canada, the Tattoo Shop Radio in Ohio, Cuzzo Radio, out in Germany and Guadalupe Radio, Guadalupe Music. All right? You already know what it is. We love you guys. Until next week, be easy. We out. Easy.